Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom, and you're watching the two of us, real people. We are not AI.
That's right, we are talking all about AI friendships, friends. And yesterday we started this discussion by pointing out that there are three key features to friendships.
Right, we talked about one of those features and decided that AI can fulfill parts of that, but in limited ways.
That's right, AI is very limited when it comes to closeness. But we do have two more points to talk about. Reliability and balance. We're going to look at those two in our article today. Let's get started with our first reading.
AI, Artificial Intelligence Friendships. In terms of reliability, AI is available 24/7. And designed to respond without judgment. Since it responds in encouraging ways, users feel free to share more information, allowing AI companies to gather useful personal data. These agreeable conversations boost users' self-esteem. However, there is a dark side. A Stanford University study found that this design caused chatbots to be quick to engage in harmful conversations and even encourage risky behavior. AI companions also may not give honest feedback nor challenge users with alternative perspectives, so users get little practice thinking critically.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先，我们来看 agreeable 这个形容词，是意思呢是欣然同意的或是宜人的。譬如 ，Belle nodded repeatedly during the meeting, more out of her agreeable nature than genuine agreement. Belle 在会议中不断点头，更多是出于她的好性格，而不是真正的赞同。片语 agree with someone or something。除了表示同意以外呢，在描述事物的时候是指适合或是相配。譬如 ,This shade of green does not agree with my skin tone. 这种绿色调跟我的肤色不搭。再来看一个惯用语 ,agree to disagree, 意思是各自保留意见或是各持己见。它也可以用 agree to differ 来代替。例如After 5 minutes of debating the best way to eat an Oreo, Shirley and Rod finally agreed to disagree. 经过5分钟争辩关于 Oreo 饼干的最佳吃法后 ,Shirley 和 Rod 最终尊重彼此的不同意见。
So, is AI reliable? Well, certainly it often gives you what you want when you're asking simple questions.But what about reliability in friendship?
Let's take a look at what our article has to say about this. We read together, in terms of reliability, AI is available 24/7 and designed to respond without judgment.
All right, in terms of reliability. This is a great phrase at the front here. It means when thinking about something or in relation to something,And then you make another statement about it.
Let's use that in a sentence. In terms of cost, buying that is a good deal.
All right, so in terms of reliability, AI is very reliable in that it doesn't take a break. It is always there.
Yeah, as long as you have paid for the upgraded version.
That's a good point. Okay, so it's always there and it's not going to give a lot of judgment. Since it responds in encouraging ways, users feel free to share more information.
Okay, users can feel free. When you feel free to do something, friends, it means you are welcome to do something, or you feel like you can do something without anything hindering you.
For example, your teacher might say, feel free to ask questions. You don't need to feel afraid.
So because AI is saying encouraging things to people, they can feel like they might be able to tell it more than they could their alive, real friends.
Yeah, and that is, of course, the users of it is what we're talking about. Well, this allows AI companies to gather useful personal data.
This is something that we do need to be aware of, friends. As you are telling AI things, it is keeping track of the things you tell it.
Certainly. Well, these agreeable conversations boost users' self-esteem. Agreeable here means it's not going to contradict you or argue with you.
Exactly. And this could be a really good thing, or at least feel like a good thing. But we read here, however, there is a dark side.
Yeah, a dark side. That would be the bad or the negative part of something.
Yeah, and we have to remember, friends, that every technology has a dark side.
Right. It's just important to be aware of those things. It doesn't mean you can't make use of those technologies.
Exactly. All right, let's learn more about this, friends. A Stanford University study found that this design caused chatbots to be quick to engage in harmful conversations and even encourage risky behavior.
All right, what kind of behavior? Risky behavior. Something that is risky is dangerous. It has the chance of bad results.
Let's use that word risky in a sentence. Climbing without ropes is risky.
It is risky. So there might be risky behavior, and it's encouraged by the AI chatbot. It might not be something people would otherwise do.
Yeah, I think usually when we ask for advice or tell people in real life our situation or our problems, they'll probably give us advice or respond to us based on their own experience or their own perspectives. But AI hasn't had those life experiences. It might not know what's risky or bad, but because it's just taking its answer from somewhere else on the internet, it might be willing to suggest that, even though it's not a good idea.
Yeah, you might be talking about doing something really dumb or harmful. Because the AI wants to be encouraging, it might not tell you that that's a bad idea, though some of those safety features are being incorporated more and more.
That's good to know. We have another problem here in this next sentence, friends. AI companions also may not give honest feedback, nor challenge users with alternative perspectives. So users get little practice thinking critically.
All right, perspectives here are the different ways of seeing or thinking about something.
It is very important in life to listen to other perspectives other than your own. You might get some insight or learn about people who think differently than you.
That is really important so we can understand the world and different perspectives more. I don't think this is an AI chatbot problem, though. More and more, as we use the internet, we only listen to perspectives similar to our own. So I think that's more of a universal problem.
There is a specific term that we use for this, Garrett. We're talking about echo chambers, right? Where when you say one thing, you hear the same thing back because you've just surrounded yourself with perspectives that are the same as yours.
Yeah, and there is a chance that you could use these chatbots and ask them for other perspectives that you might not otherwise hear.
Okay, we have more to learn about this, friends. So right now, let's get on with our next reading.
AI, Artificial Intelligence Friendships. Balance is the aspect of friendship that AI satisfies the least. While users may feel accepted and cared for by AI companions, these systems require no acceptance or support in return. This one-sided dynamic can create unrealistic expectations that real friends should always be available, accepting, and agreeable, and not emotionally demanding.
Aspect 这个名词意思呢是方面或是层面，它也是指外观或是样子。譬如 ，Advertising was an aspect of freelance work that Pam did not enjoy。广告是 Pam 不喜欢的接案工作一环。或是 ，The old mansion had a gloomy aspect that made passersby quicken their pace。这座老宅外观阴森森的，让路人都加快了脚步。片语 resembled someone or something in some manner or aspect， 它的意思是在某方面与某人或某物相像。譬如 ，Emily resembles her mother in her gentle manner and soft voice。Emily 温柔的举止与轻柔的嗓音跟她的母亲很像。
Well, we have one more aspect of friendship to talk about, friends. Let's talk about balance.
Okay, getting right into it, we read together. Balance is the aspect of friendship that AI satisfies the least.
Okay, what do we mean by satisfies here? We're not talking necessarily about just making someone happy. It means that one thing meets the needs of whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, so for example, we could say good food satisfies hunger. And we're seeing here that balance, this aspect of friendship, is not satisfied by AI.
Right, AI can't meet this need in friendship. While users may feel accepted and cared for by AI companions, these systems require no acceptance or support in return.
That's what we were talking about yesterday, this idea of in return. This means as a response or as an exchange with something or someone.
Here's another example sentence. It's important to help others and to get help from them in return when you live in a community.
So the AI chatbot is accepting you, it's supporting you, but you're not required to accept or support it in return. That is something that is usually present in our normal human relationships.
Yeah, in some ways, this might satisfy your emotional needs, but it's not going to build a real friendship.
And you're learning how to not be compassionate or empathetic. You're learning to take from relationships instead of learning how to give in relationships.
Now, that's a good point. Well, let's continue. This one-sided dynamic can create unrealistic expectations that real friends should always be available.
We're talking about the dynamic between two people.This is the way two or more people interact or relate to each other.
Well, let's try and use that in another way. This unbalanced dynamic can lead to misunderstandings between teammates.
And we're talking about an unrealistic dynamic. Unrealistic means not possible or not practical.
Now, for example, expecting perfection in everything you do is simply unrealistic.
So let's read this whole sentence again, friends. This one-sided dynamic can create unrealistic expectations that real friends should always be available, always be accepting, and always be agreeable and not be emotionally demanding.
All right, that is just like what you were just saying, Anne-Marie. That one-sided dynamic could change how we relate to real people in real life.
It's a good thing to be concerned about. All right, friends. Well, we are going to talk more about this in just a moment, but first we're going to take a break with today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today?The non-stop expression 24/7. Picture this, your favorite ice cream shop has a glowing sign that says, open 24/7. You could show up at 3 a.m. in your pajamas for a midnight scoop, and they'd still be there scooping away. That idea of something running without ever stopping, that's 24/7 in a nutshell. 24/7 means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's all the time. No breaks, no weekends off. It's super common for stores, online services, or even someone's energy level. The numbers make it short, catchy, and easy to say. For example, during finals week, some students study 24/7 and barely sleep. Also, the emergency room at the hospital is open 24/7 in case anyone needs help. Here are some other fun numerical sayings. 9 to 5 means a regular workday job, usually from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For example, my dad works 9 to 5, but he still has time for soccer practice with me. 110% means giving more than your full effort. For example, the team gave it 110% and won the championship. I once tried to stay up 24/7 playing a new game. I made it to about 3 a.m. before my eyes said, nope. These number sayings pack big ideas into tiny packages, perfect for quick, fun English. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
AI, Artificial Intelligence Friendships. But clinical psychologist Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore emphasizes that healthy struggle, such as when friends disagree or argue, is only found in real friendships. This builds skills such as perspective taking, empathy, conflict resolution, and intimacy. Balanced with time spent with real friends, AI companions may be a useful support, but real relationships offer value above and beyond AI.
Intimacy 这个名词意思是亲密或是亲近。譬如 ,sharing vulnerable truths is an essential step toward intimacy. 分享内心脆弱的事实是迈向亲密关系的重要一步。与 intimacy 相关的形容词是 intimate, 也是亲密的、私密的，它也指舒适、惬意的氛围。譬如 ,the intimate environment allowed guests to feel comfortable speaking informally with one another. 温馨的环境让宾客们自在随意的交谈。Intimate 也可以当作动词，意思是暗示或是提示。譬如 ,Joe intimated that a surprise awaited Steve at his goodbye party. Joe 暗示 Steve 在他的欢送会上会有惊喜等待着他。Alright, we'll stop here for today. I'll see you in our next language lab.
We've now learned that balance is the aspect of friendship that is least satisfied by AI companion friendships. Let's talk a bit more about why.
Okay, we're looking at something that came from some research that a clinical psychologist has done. A clinical psychologist is a doctor who helps people with their mental health.
Right. For example, a clinical psychologist can help some people treat anxiety.Usually, a clinical psychologist helps people out just by talking things through.
That's right. We read here, clinical psychologist Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore emphasizes that healthy struggle, such as when friends disagree or argue, is only found in real friendships. This is a really interesting point that I hadn't thought about. Disagreement is another thing that makes friendships so important, learning how to get through conflict and reconcile at the end.
It is important. I wonder if some of these AI chatbots could kind of mirror that dynamic in the future.
That's very possible. We read on here, this builds skills such as perspective taking, empathy, conflict resolution, and intimacy.
Let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, perspective taking. Perspective taking is being able to see something from someone else's perspective or point of view.
That's right. And perspective taking can help you solve arguments or disagreements. Something else we're talking about here that's really important for our lives is conflict resolution.
Right. Conflict resolution is arguments or disagreements you have with someone else. Conflict resolution is finding ways to end or solve those disagreements in a peaceful way.
Conflict resolution is so important that there's actually a lot of classes you can take to learn how to resolve your disagreements.
All right, so that's really important in real friendships. Balanced with time spent with real friends, AI companions may be a useful support, but real relationships offer value above and beyond.
That's right, above and beyond. This means doing more than what is expected or doing more than something, in this case, AI.
All right. For example, she went above and beyond to help. So real relationships offer value above and beyond AI.
That's right. So the idea here is that AI, according to the writer, is a useful tool, but it shouldn't be your only friend. It shouldn't be the only thing you go to for support. Real relationships are more important.
Yeah, it can offer a little bit of support, but it shouldn't change the way we interact with real people.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this in just a moment, friends. Right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 find 加 that 子句的句型。这个句型是用来陈述研究、调查或观察所得到的发现，其中 find 表示发现、证实，而 that 所引导的名词子句则说明被发现的具体内容。在正式写作中 ，that 通常会被保留。除了 find 之外，用来呈现研究结果的动词还有 show、reveal、indicate 和 suggest。来看一个例句 ：The report found that stricter laws reduced air pollution in major cities。这个报告发现，更严格的法规减少了大城市的空气污染。
Friends, it's time for us to look at today's Talk About It question. What are some of the dangers of relying too much on AI as a companion?
All right. Well, we talked about a lot of things today. If we only spend time with this, we'll lose sight of the importance of real friendships and some of the benefits that offers. I would say some of the other dangers are true of all applications of AI.Maybe you could start learning facts that just aren't true.
That is true. Sometimes AI doesn't have good fact checking, or maybe it's just copying information it saw somewhere else, and that can teach you the wrong things over time.
Absolutely. What do you think, friends? Do you like to use AI companions, and how do you use them? Are they your friends?Or just another form of support.
I think it's very important to not get too isolated by only spending time with technology and computers because we do need each other, friends. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.